在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
General David McKiernan, the commander of NATO's International Security Assistance Force in Afghanistan, told reporters at the Pentagon the security situation in the south and east of the country continues to deteriorate. McKiernan says NATO forces are in a very tough fight against an insurgency that could get worse before it gets better.
We see an increased number of foreign fighters, increased levels of violence, of people that generally don't feel secure, don't have freedom of movement. And so the additional military capabilities that have been asked for are needed as quickly as possible.
More than 220 coalition soldiers have been killed in 2008, making it the deadliest year for them in Afghanistan since the U.S.-led invasion in 2001 to oust the Taliban. McKiernan says he needs at least 10,000 more troops to fight the insurgents, in addition to another U.S. combat brigade that is scheduled to arrive in January. The general told reporters an increase in support in other areas is also needed.
It's not just a question about more soldiers. It's a question about more governance, about more economic aid, about more political assistance for the government of Afghanistan, as well as military capabilities.
U.S. officials say al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters use Pakistan's tribal region to launch attacks inside Afghanistan. General McKiernan says he is encouraged by a recent Pakistani military operation that Islamabad says has killed at least 1,000 militants in the Bajur tribal region along the Afghan border.
I'm encouraged by the military operations that the Pakistani Army and Frontier Corps have undertaken in places like Bajur. And we're watching those very closely to see if there's a cause and effect with the strength of the insurgency on the Afghan side of the border. But we think that's a positive step that they're taking on those militant sanctuaries.
Recently, Afghanistan's Defense Minister Abdul Rahim Wardak proposed the creation of a joint military force to fight militants on both sides of the border with Pakistan. General McKiernan says he supports the proposal.
It's a very, very open, porous border, but the idea of a combined security effort there with Pakistani military or frontier corpsmen, Afghan border police, with ISAF, coordinated along the border, I think is a very powerful idea, and certainly I would like to pursue that in the future.
McKiernan says among the additional troops he is asking for, he is hoping to get units that will be able to fight the insurgents and serve as trainers for the Afghan army and police. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.